Proclamation number 8532 of 17th of June, 1963. Feeding the right soul food. A right food and a right drink shall be offered to you from above, a nourishment at which the soul can feast and refresh itself, which helps it to strengthen and heal itself. Because as long as you still stay as man on this earth, your soul is still weak and ill, and it needs good food and healing medicine. I offer it to you myself, for I know the state of your souls and do not want you to leave this earthly life inadequately and enter the spiritual kingdom inadequately. I want you to perfect yourselves, and I also truly give you everything you need to achieve this perfection. The soul is to come to life, which it no longer loses forever. And therefore also food must be supplied to it, which guarantees life. It must draw power out of this food to mature. It must therefore also approach the giver of food and drink to receive that out of his hand, what helps it to eternal life. And what I now present to it, when it steps to my table to be fed by me, that truly has a value for the soul, which is inestimable. It receives a measure of power out of my hands, which helps it to cover the way up effortlessly, and at the same time it receives a light that it also recognizes the way, which leads to me, back into its Father house. No man is allowed to believe to reach the destination on earth without any help, because his soul is weak and blind at the beginning of its life as man, and its eyes must be opened. It must receive power, if it wants to come to life. It is therefore dependent on good food, which again only I myself can give to it, because I possess everything what it lacks. I will offer it the bread out of heaven, the water of life, and truly, as soon as it enjoys it, its weak, lifeless, dark state will change. It will revive itself and now also go full of eagerness the way, which is shown to it, because it now also feels the power in itself, and it longs for him, who continuously lets food and drink go to it. It enters from the state of death into the state of life. It will no longer move away from the source where it can draw the clear water of life. Again and again it will approach the host's table in order to receive delicious food from him, for the more it enjoys it the stronger its desire for it will become, and it will constantly let itself be satiated by me and this truly not to its detriment. Only who establishes and maintains the connection with me can be fed and watered by me directly. Strength will constantly flow to him, and he will be placed into a state of light which will make him happy and let him strive ever more eagerly for me, whom he now also recognizes as his God and Creator, who wants to be recognized as Father by the human being because he wants to make him happy as Father forever. And again I will reveal myself to people. I.e., open up a spring from which the water of life can now flow, which is to bring recovery to the soul. And again I will call my guests to my table in order to take supper with them myself, i.e., to hand out to them the food and drink they need in order to reach their aim. Again I will send my word from above to people, which they are to listen to, move into their hearts and subsequently become active, for they require direct help from above, which my love will also grant to them. Only their free will now has to become active, for even the most precious gift from me will exert no compulsion on the human being. It has to be evaluated voluntarily in order to then, however, be of greatest blessing for the soul, which loses its weakness and blindness, which powerfully and with sight walks the path upwards because it strives towards the aim, the union with me. Then it can never ever get lost. Then it has used my strength beam to it correctly. It has matured and now also goes towards its perfection. It is my share, and therefore I will not rest until I have regained it for myself, and I truly use all means to achieve this aim. For I want the blind to see, the weak to be strengthened, the sick to be healed and everything to come back to life, which had voluntarily chosen death, but which I will never leave in the state of death but help it to life, which lasts forever. Amen.